I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's head on down to the clubhouse as we get to know the San Diego Padres with today's player profile on the Padres Radio Network.
Braden Sprinter here for another player profile. I'm here with Craig Stammen of the San Diego Padres. Craig, thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Craig, let's get into it. You're from Ohio. There's a lot of guys in this clubhouse that are from Ohio, but what was child life like for you growing up in Ohio?
Well, I grew up in a really small town, about 200 people, and there wasn't much to do besides play sports, go to school, and if you weren't playing sports, work. So pretty simple life, and I'm thankful that I grew up that way. Grew up in that community, a special community in my heart.
It says in your bio you were a three-sport athlete growing up, so besides baseball, what other sports did you play?
I played football and basketball all the way through my senior year, and I played golf on the side. That's just fun. Any sport I could get my hands on when I was growing up, that's what I was trying to play. Baseball, basketball, and football happened to be the main sports I played all through high school.
Well, Craig, you had a pretty fun golf story. On your honeymoon, your wife actually sunk a hole-in-one. You filmed it. It was on the Today Show. It blew up and went viral. How was that moment for you guys?
Well, you know, honeymoon is one thing. Being in Hawaii for your honeymoon, it's pretty special, and we were having a blast, and it was, I think, the second to last day we were there. So we capped it off with a hole-in-one that we had on video. It was pretty amazing. We were on cloud nine for quite some time.
Looking at your bio, your favorite TV show is Survivor. I'm a Survivor fan as well, but I got a question for you. Who on this team would have the best reaction, you think, if you were to blindside them on Survivor?
That's a good question. I think Kirby, probably, because he would be like super disappointed, but then he'd laugh and give you the Hawaiian, you know, aloha sign and be all good.
Do you have a favorite blindside that you remember from watching Survivor?
I don't really have a favorite one because I feel like every vote's probably a blindside. And my wife's really the one that got me into Survivor, and it's kind of like the show we watch together, so she's kind of got me hooked. My favorite part about it is all the challenges. And I try to put myself in those situations, see if I could do any of them.
I was going to say, how do you think you would fare in some of these challenges? And do you think, it's besides yourself, who do you think would be the best out here in the Padres clubhouse?
We've got some good athletes. I think a guy like Ian Kinsler might be pretty good at doing the challenges because he's kind of small and wiry and fast and quick. And I feel like he could do a lot of the stamina challenges where he could just balance for a really long time or hold a position for a really long time. I don't think I would be very good at that. But anything like throwing a hoop on a stick or throwing a ball at a target, like, I think I'd be all right at that.
Anybody got any weird eating habits on the team that could potentially, you know, down a slug if they have to on Survivor?
I think, you know, we're all competitive enough. If we had to do something to win, we'd probably all do anything.
Well, you and Kirby are the savvy vets of the staff. You know, being 35, that's not very old in terms of things, but how is it mentoring these young guys and, you know, being around this youthful group you guys have here?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, they keep me laughing and keep me young, keep me up to date with what's going on in pop culture and, like, what's, you know, hip at this point, I guess you could say. But it's a ton of fun, like, trying to mentor them and teach them, you know, how to be big leaguers so that they get to experience the amount of time that I've been in the big leagues for themselves, get to experience playoff runs and championship teams, and that's what we're trying to groom them to be. So far, so good.
You're a professional. You know, you go in day in, day out as a professional baseball player, but are there some times for you where, you know, the inner kid in yourself gets excited about, you know, playing the sport every day?
Yeah, I think it's important to keep that perspective. I try to remind myself, man, to play baseball like you're 10 years old every day, because that's when it was the most fun. That's when there was no pressure. And I was decent when I was 10 years old. So I try to be that same type of player when I'm out there every day and be thankful that I get to, you know, put on the uniform.
I don't want to stir anything up. Mark Gavich says his Browns are going to win the division this year. What do you have to say to that since you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan?
They probably have the upper hand on the Bengals, if I'm being realistic. I'm not real high on the Bengals this year, but we'll see how it goes. I feel an implosion in Cleveland.
Oh, no. Craig, well, if you're a Bengals fan, you don't want to watch the series, the season this year, because Craig said don't watch. Craig, thank you very much, and have a good rest of your season.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
That was an inside look at one of your favorite Padres with today's player profile on the Padres Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.